This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of deep summer. It's the fourth week of the mating milkweed bug moon, and it's the second week of the sun in Cancer. Well, many years ago, I was doing research on belief systems among Mayan coffee plantation workers in Guatemala. And one of the ideas I encountered was that humans could have guardian spirits called nahuals. And those nahuals reflected the person's personality or deep nature. For example, a fierce warrior might have a tiger as a nahual. Well, when my dog Ranger died this past March, I had an unusual mental collapse that seemed unrelated to grief as I had felt it in other situations. Ranger was an old dog and spent much of his time sleeping or just watching me. Whenever I moved, he would follow me. He was a beautiful creature, a rescue with major health problems, and he was mostly border collie, and he seemed attached to me in a quiet, solid way I had never experienced with an animal. Now, recently I've had dreams of Ranger looking at me as he always did, and it occurred to me after one of those dreams that even though we had been together for only a couple of years, Ranger might have been my nahual. And whether or not such a notion was literally true did not and does not seem relevant. I mean, truth? I don't know. And I've noticed other emotions that seem to connect to different kinds of creatures lately, especially some kinds of insects that I've seen in the garden over the years. And I've grown fond of invasive species of plants and shrubs. I fell in love with the 17-year cicadas that recently took over the region a few weeks ago. Well, nothing too unusual here, I suppose. Emptiness seeks balance and compensation, reveals spaces that didn't seem to exist before. Guardian spirits may not appear magically to fit a preformed soul or personality, but rather maybe creatures of opportunity that discover and inform their partners and keep them company. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of deep summer. In the meantime, think about your nahual.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.